Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Perhaps more than the gifts and services we exchange this season, it is also a great time to express gratitude. I have many blessings for which I am thankful, including my family and friends. In my 39th year at Liberty Coins, I am grateful for the amazing long-term staff who take a customer-first approach to service. I have gratitude for the local vendors, some for many decades, who help us sustain our growing operations. I appreciate our phenomenal relationships with wholesalers across the country who enable us to offer great prices to customers. Most of all, I am deeply grateful for the tens of thousands of happy customers over the decades who kindly recommended others to Liberty. It seems as if over half of our new customers, locally and nationwide, were given a personal referral. This appreciation for what we try to do every day for each customer energizes our efforts to keep offering competitive prices and friendly, helpful expert services. I had a dream in high school of maybe someday being a coin dealer. I am grateful that Bill Bradford, the founder of Liberty almost 50 years ago, trusted me to carry on and build upon his legacy at this company. While I was well paid as a CPA in my prior career, I am grateful for three major non-monetary satisfactions here at Liberty Coins. First, half of the student employees over the years have gone on to entrepreneurial careers far above the norm. That includes Tom Colson, who began working for me when he was 14. Now, over 35 years later, he owns the company. Second, over the years, we have hired people who are receiving government assistance who are then able to earn their way to being contributing members of the community. Third, Liberty Coins has been so competitive at paying customers high prices and being a competitive seller that customers in the Lansing area are more than $100 million better off than if they lived anywhere else in the state. It feels wonderful to come to work every day. I am grateful for everyone else who helped make this possible. Have a Merry Christmas. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.